Portman says Ohio's aerospace industry is already one of the best in the nation, and it's the second largest industry in the Buckeye State. But the senator also notes that a lot of aerospace research done in Ohio is transformed into commercial products in other states. He says Ohio needs to change that, and Portman says he wants to connect federal resources to private businesses in Ohio.
So here in Ohio, for instance, we have some great research labs, NASA Glenn in Cleveland, world-class, certainly Wright-Patterson Air Force Base up the road in Dayton. The Air Force Research Lab does world-class work, tops in the country, so there's an opportunity to make that connection. And then finally, there's a great connection to be made between our academic institutions in Ohio and our private sector. We have some of the best research going on in the world here through our institutions of higher learning. That includes Ohio State, of course, but also down here in Cincinnati, University of Cincinnati, and all across the state. And so we have folks here from academia, from business, from the government sector, all working together to try to take what is already a very strong industry here in Ohio and expand it and grow it.
Portman says providing training for the kinds of jobs that employers need to fill is one of the keys to growing Ohio's aerospace industries. And he says there are several other keys.
One is productivity, and Ohio's got a very productive workforce. Innovation, there's terrific innovation going on in the private sector, but also in the federal research labs, as we've talked about, NASA Glenn and Air Force Research Lab we mentioned. It's also important that we have a workforce that is well-trained to be able to take advantage of the new technologies. And I think one of the takeaways from today will be that we probably need to do the next conference on the STEM education in Ohio. We've made some progress, but there's much more to be done. We have very high unemployment in our nation right now, over 8%. Here in Ohio, we're a little below the national average, but still unemployment's far higher than any of us find acceptable. And yet we have among the businesses who are here today a lot of people telling me they can't find skilled workers. So there's obviously a gap here.
One of the major players in aerospace in Ohio is Evendale-based GE Aviation. President and CEO David Joyce says the jet engine maker has a $750 million annual payroll in the Buckeye State.
We feel pretty proud of where we are. We've increased our employment by 7% in the last 2 years. We've increased the employment in Dayton by 100 people. In Adams County, we're up to almost 300 people now. So, you know, if you just take a look at the natural lift that we're going to get by continuing to work really hard and provide great products for Boeing, as an example, then we'll continue to grow the facility here and the other facilities here in Ohio.
Joyce says he's very pleased with the quality of the employees that GE Aviation recruits from universities and research institutes around Ohio. But he says in the years to come, there will be a tremendous need for new talent to help fill the company's orders. I'm Steve Hirschberg.